There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The New York-based Center for Jewish History has launched a new project to assist Holocaust survivors in locating their lost family members. CJH President Gabriel Rosenfeld has confirmed that the center is providing an initial grant of $15,000 towards an initial starting amount of 500 DNA kits. The DNA Reunion Project, as it is known, offers DNA testing kits free of charge via an application on the Center for Jewish History website. Genealogist Adina Newman says this DNA method can now detect and locate people separated long ago from loved ones without realizing it, such as a name change without anyone knowing. Newman and fellow genealogist Jennifer Mendelson run a Facebook group focusing on Jewish DNA and genetic genealogy. However, they both point out that there are no guarantees, but it nevertheless provides a chance of locating long-lost relatives. Speaking at the launch of the German government's national strategy against anti-Semitism and for Jewish life, Germany's Interior Minister Nancy Faeser has warned that rising anti-Semitism in Germany exists throughout its society. The recently published 50-page strategy comes at a time of growing anti-Semitic activities in Germany, and this year has seen a growing trend in anti-Semitic hate and rhetoric, with more than 300 anti-Semitic crimes recorded in the third quarter. The strategy highlights five main areas of intervention: data collection, preventative education, boosting Holocaust commemoration, harsher penalties for anti-Semitic offenders, and an overall awareness of Jewish history and culture. Amazon's CEO Andy Jassy says that the company has no intention of removing an anti-Semitic form from its site, as millions of customers have varied viewpoints which must be accommodated despite them being debatable. The film, called Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America, portrays modern-day African-Americans as the true descendants of ancient Israelites, and that Jews falsify this claim. The film also focuses on Holocaust denial and an allegation that Jews controlled the American slave trade. Jewish groups have since pressured Amazon to remove the film and book from its website. The Anti-Defamation League has warned Amazon that the titles will directly harm Jews, whilst the American Jewish Committee says it is, quote, critical that Amazon acts quickly to remove this blatantly hateful material, unquote. Interfaith cooperation and communication is considered as best practice when dealing with traumatized individuals, including interaction and responses amongst those practicing different religions. A recent national meeting held between the Uniting Church in Australia and the Executive Council of Australian Jewry looked at what impact interfaith work would have on this matter. One of the co-chairs, the Reverend Jeremy Jones, confirmed that this was the 54th time that delegations of Christian and Jewish representatives have met, adding that the meeting presented an ideal platform to discuss the importance of solidarity in the fight against anti-Semitism. He also noted that the Zoom gathering has maintained continuity in its objective as the longest-running formal national interfaith dialogue in Australia. Also discussed were issues raised at the World Council of Churches Assembly held in Germany, which focused on mutual respect and understanding, contemporary interfaith relations, and developments and matters of priority regarding Israel. And Patagonia, a picturesque, sparsely populated region of southern Argentina, has for years attracted Israeli backpackers and holiday seekers, and now it proudly boasts its first synagogue, where a group of Jews living in San Martin de los Andes have inaugurated the first ever synagogue in their city. Prior to this event, the only Jewish institution operating in all of Patagonia was a Chabad house in Bariloche, another vacation spot to the south, which regularly hosts hundreds of Israeli backpackers at Passover. The synagogue, a small structure of just 1,200 square feet, serving a local Jewish community of 150, is the second Jewish institution established in Patagonia and the first recently built synagogue throughout Argentina in many years. Argentina has the world's sixth largest Jewish population, estimated at 180,000, with most Jews living in the Buenos Aires area. The region continues to enjoy consistently high tourism records, with many visitors reported to be visiting the new synagogue. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.